You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to March 1st, 2024. I am Dave Biddle. Very happy to be joined by Mr. Jonah Booker. Oh, a lot to get into, my friends. Spring football is kicking off next week. We have a full slate. Can't wait for that. Ohio State's basketball team left for dead. Jake Diebler said, no. They won another one last night. Some people who bet against them might be a little bit sad about that, but get over it because Ohio State's basketball team won again. We're going to talk mostly about football. At the end of the show, Jay Book and I will talk some OSU basketball. If you don't like the Ohio State basketball team, not fond of the Buckeye basketball, we will warn you when that time comes. The crux of the show will be football. We'll let you guys know about one of our great sponsors, Joy Mode. I think I speak for most men when I say we want to be at our best in the bedroom. The issue is that over-the-counter pills that help in that department contain unregulated chemicals, suggest unsafe doses, and include the risk of several other health problems. That's why we partnered with our friends over at Joy Mode. Whether you're looking to spice up your intimate moments or increase your confidence in the bedroom, Joy Mode makes all-natural and science-backed supplements dedicated to helping men perform better across their core functions. Here are the game changers. All ingredients have been assessed in peer-reviewed journals. All ingredients have been studied and researched in humans. I don't know about you, but I'll never go back to prescription or over-the-counter drugs after trying Joy Mode. Small enough to fit in your wallet and take with you on the go, it's the perfect travel companion. Go to usejoymode.com/bucknuts. Get 20% off with code BUCKNUTS at checkout. That's 20% off and free shipping with code BUCKNUTS at usejoymode.com/bucknuts. Great sex solved naturally. All right. Listen, if it's a Friday morning and I can put a smile on my friend's face, it's a good day. Jonah, welcome in. Welcome in. All right. I mean, you know, spring football kicks off next week. Man, that snuck up on me. I can't wait. I mean, it's March, though. Welcome to March. I can't wait, man. I mean, Monday, there's two practices that are open to the media, not the entire practice. We had two practices. We're going to interview Ryan Day. We're going to interview Chip Kelly. We're going to interview some players, some other coaches. Our first time interviewing Chip Kelly. I can't wait. We're going to talk about Will Linebacker a lot. Before we get to that, just your general thoughts on spring football kicking off next week, media getting a chance to meet with Chip Kelly for the first time. Football is almost here, my man.
I'm excited, Dave. This is what it's all about right now. The wait is over. Finally, the Buckeyes are back on the field, get that taste out of their mouth from the Missouri game. But you're talking about arguably the best football team in America touching the grass. You're going to have so many stars out there, Dave. So many storylines that we'll dig into as we go through the spring and stuff. Like every week, there's going to be a new storyline that I'm excited to talk about. I mean, obviously, everyone's going to be excited to see what Caleb Downs looks like. Judkins coming over from Ole Miss. What's he going to look like with that 1-2 punch? All eyes will be on the quarterback battle there. Offensive line, still got to find some plug-and-play guys there. What are they going to look like as far as the rotation? Defense, absolutely loaded, bringing everybody back. You know, you got the linebackers, biggest question mark. How are those guys going to transition? James Laurinaitis, you know, transitioning to an on-the-field coach. Chip Kelly coming in. I mean, we could just go on and on. It's just so many cool things that you guys are going to be able to, you know, touch on as we go throughout the spring. But I'm fired up about it.
I mean, if you're getting sick of, like, good weather, we can, like, fly you out here for some spring football. Actually, I mean, check out the weather in Columbus. Like, not just today, but, like, even next week. Oh, boy. I mean, it feels like spring.
I know. I think Sunday and Monday, I was just looking at your guys' weather. Supposed to get up in the 70s, knocking on the door. I was like, hey, look at you. You know, early, you know, nice little warm weather in the spring.
That's right. That's right. Hopefully the guys can go outside and play some football, right? Why be in the Woody? I mean, I love the Woody. Why be in the indoor facility if you can go outside and play some football? I'm sure Coach Day will have them out there. All right, let's get to matters of business. The Will linebacker. I mean, it's like the one position on defense that's open for business. Like every other position, in my opinion, is pretty much sealed up. Even like some of the top backup positions are sealed up. Cody Simon's going to be a starter here, and everything James Laurinaitis had to say a couple weeks ago too is no surprise there. Who's going to be that Will linebacker, JB?
I mean, I think everybody wants to see if it's going to be CJ Hicks, but you know, the Steel Chambers, which is at the NFL Combine this week, took to the podium. I believe some of the local media was there, asked Steel Chambers about CJ Hicks, and kind of the same story as before. Steel say he needs to learn the defense. I mean, come on now. Hey, time, the clock is ticking. You know, we're going on, what, year three right now, and they're still saying he still needs to learn the defense. Eventually, you have to take a step back, Dave, and say, hey, you know, is it a learning issue from him not, you know, fully grasping what's going on, or is it a teaching issue from the coach's side not being able to, you know, hit home what they're trying to teach as far as the scheme and where he needs to be? But he's a heck of an athlete right now. I know when the media was talking to James, James said he loves CJ, thinks CJ has an opportunity to do some awesome things, but the consistency has been the biggest issue for CJ that's been keeping him off the field. So this is a monster spring for him, Dave. Like, it's right now, we got to have it from CJ Hicks, because time is moving on him right now. Like, if you're not going to see the field this year, I mean, you're talking about a situation where they probably miss on an in-state five-star linebacker, because you look at Perkins, the five-star linebacker that was in the same class as him from LSU. He's on the fast track to potentially being a first-round draft pick the way he's been dominant in the SEC. CJ Hicks coming in, a lot of analysts, a lot of pundits were thinking that this kid and Perkins were on the same level. Ohio State desperately needs that type of production from the linebacker position. So we need to see him step his game up and take it to another level come the spring. And it's also going to be on a lot of pressures on James Laurinaitis to get him ready, get him, you know, up to speed. Because if he doesn't understand the defense, the coaches need to take a step back and say, why? Why don't you understand? What are we doing as coaches that we're not able to hit home with him for him to understand where he needs to be, what his assignments are? So that's my biggest thing, Dave. It's like, hey, we got to get him going. It's critical. If not, you're probably going to see a guy like Gabe Powers starting to get those reps, because that's the big thing with Jim Knowles, Dave. He, at that linebacker position, you need to know what you're doing.
From everything I've gathered, and I, you know, over the last few weeks I've talked about this, but now, like, from everything I've gathered, I would bet that Sonny Styles will be the starting Will linebacker for the Buckeyes.
Ooh.
And I would bet relatively, I bet a lot of money. I'm talking a lot of money. Like, I'm talking Hamilton's, maybe Jackson's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, big time dollars.
Hey.
Big time. No, seriously. I would bet, like, a relatively large amount that Sonny Styles will be your starting Will linebacker this year for the Buckeyes. When they kick off against Akron, Sonny's going to be out there as your starting Will.
And Josh Proctor said at the NFL Combine, he pretty much said that Sonny's body is growing. And at this point, they're just like, okay, you can't stop, you know, evolution. Like, if his body's saying, hey, it needs to grow, it's going to grow into a linebacker, especially that's what Josh Proctor said, then it's going to happen. So I'm excited having him playing up to the line of scrimmage. But, hey, competition, the iron sharpens iron out there. You know, you definitely still have to find a way to get these guys involved, keep them engaged. It's going to be a long season, Dave. If you're talking about potentially 16 games, you know, it's critical that you get that two deep, even three deep, ready to go. Injuries are always going to be a factor. I mean, you look at Tommy this past year. He said, what was it, the Maryland Rutgers game or Maryland game? Or he fractured his elbow. And so that kind of really hampered his play. Problem was, you look at behind, there wasn't a whole lot of depth behind Tommy. Steele wasn't playing very well at the time, so Cody Simon was having to come in and spell Steele. Now you got Tommy out there with a fractured elbow, broken thumbs, can barely wrap up. He was a shell of himself in the Michigan game. And a product of that is because there were the younger guys behind them were not ready to play. So it's going to be critical to be able to develop that talent on the back end because you're going to need it with a long season ahead.
It's pretty crazy. Like when we like step back and think how young Sonny is, you know, still 19 years old, like really like generally speaking, he should be like, you know, just barely entering the second semester of his freshman year in college.
Right.
He's young. So, and we've seen him flash, but I really feel like now as a junior, like, if he can settle into that Will linebacker spot, and I know we've talked him up a lot, I get it. So I'm not sitting here acting like he's going to be a superstar, but, like, I have a good feeling if he can just settle into that Will linebacker spot that good things are going to happen for number six in the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I think he has an opportunity. I mean, it's definitely going to be a learning curve because it's not something that he has traditionally played throughout his career. So, but the one thing that you like about it, you're getting more athletic on the field, Dave. The big saying in football, especially college football, if you want to transition a guy, you want to move him from back to front, meaning that you're a safety, you outgrew your position, now you're moving up to a linebacker. That's going to bring an element of athleticism to that linebacker room. Same thing with linebackers. You see a lot of the linebackers move down to the defensive line towards the edge rusher. They're still able to have that explosion. So I like the move. It's going to provide some depth there, but I think everybody knew it was probably inevitable, especially the way that he was growing.
Let's talk some running backs.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable that like Buckeyes have both Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins, and their career rushing stats are almost identical. Both of them are like one of them has 2745 career rushing yards. One of them has 2725. Yeah. 27-45, I believe, for Quinshon and 27-25 for Travion or vice versa. So they're like 20 yards away. They have over 2,700 rushing yards in college and they're 20 yards away from each other. I love that. I think we've talked about this before. Are you with me that probably Judkins will lead the team in rushing if you had to guess just because of durability? And talk about that a little bit. Who's going to be the leading rusher and just how excited you are to see this 1-2 tandem, my man.
I'm going with Trey. I think Trey's going to be the leading rusher. I think Trey, no, this is a money year for him. He could have left for the NFL. I think with the way that Chip Kelly's going to implement the rushing attack is going to be very lethal. I think with the running back play and the play calling and the style that they were doing, it wasn't conducive to those type of running backs. What Chip Kelly's going to be able to bring to the table is going to really open up the playbook, especially on the rushing attack. So I'm fired up. I think both guys in there, and I would be remiss not to mention Dallin Hayden, Dave. You know, he gets slept on right now. Hey, I love him. He's a program type of guy. He easily could have probably transferred to Tennessee, been a starter down there, been a starter at many places, but he decided to stick it out, and he's going to go out there and battle, try to get his touches. But what did Ryan Day say a couple weeks ago? Dallin Hayden's going to get his touches this year, and we're going to harp back on how many games is going to take to potentially win a national championship, 16, 15 games. So there's going to be plenty, plenty of touches for all of those guys.
I got James Peoples coming in too.
There you go.
We know that's one position that you can play right away as running back, right? Give me the ball, and I don't want people to tackle me. I'm going to run fast. Let's go.
Yep. So there's definitely going to be opportunities, and keep your eye on James, man. See what he looks like. You know, if the moment's too big for him, because this what John Cooper used to say, Dave. If the pups will bite, you'll know right away, huh?
If a dog's going to bite, he'll bite as a pup.
Yeah, that's it.
Paybook, you want to bet, but you want to bet with my chips. It don't catch up with you until it catches up with you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we can do it. Okay. Sometime when we don't have anything to do, let's just do a whole show on Cooperisms.
Right. Cooperism. But, yeah, so that's the thing. Like, James Peoples, if the moment's not too big, he go out there and rock somebody, lower the shoulder, run through somebody's face, running hard. That right there, that's how you start to earn those reps, earn the respect on the team.
Rock somebody. I love it. I love it. Football is kicking off next week. Yeah, I mean, and I love these guys from Texas, man. I mean, J.K. Dobbins was from Texas. Like, these guys from Texas, we're not – this is a rare show we're not doing live. You know, we got Devin Sanchez coming in, 2025 class, cornerback. You know, his mom, Dietra, is a loyal listener to the show. I love these kids from Texas because you know they're tough and you know they're playing against top competition. That's another reason I think James Peoples, he's coming in here as, what, the number four tailback. But if – heaven forbid, if the injuries arise, he's a guy that can definitely help.
Yeah, he's pretty big. I mean, I remember seeing the picture of him with the running backs at the Missouri Bowl practice down when they were down there in Texas. And you look at James and his legs standing next to Travion Henderson. He doesn't look like a high school kid. He's pretty yoked up right now.
Love it. All right, we're going to get to another win for Jake Diebler in a moment. If you don't like Ohio State basketball, have a great weekend. We appreciate you joining us. We're going to talk some Ohio State basketball to finish the show. But I do want to let you know about our great sponsor, Nuts.com. I appreciate you guys, you know, ordering from them. They tell us you guys are, you know, ordering from them and buying their awesome products. And I love that because this is a great company. Do you wish you could go to Willy Wonka's Candy Factory? Well, since that's not exactly possible, let me introduce you to the online version of that. Nuts.com. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection means there is something for everyone. At Nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. As I've told you guys, I love a bunch of their product. Half-pop popcorn, root beer barrels, roasted almonds, and a bunch more. Right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at Nuts.com/BuckNuts. So go check out all the delicious options at Nuts.com/BuckNuts. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's Nuts.com/BuckNuts. Not to repeat myself or to repeat myself, but BuckNuts.com and Nuts.com, match made in heaven. I keep meaning to bring their stuff. I've got like their almonds are so freaking good. I mean to have them right here so you guys can see them. One day I'll actually will do that. Nuts.com, fantastic stuff. Jake Diebler, fantastic stuff. Oh, man. Stupid people who might have bet against Ohio State last night were no. I mean, it's pocket change. I was hoping to be wrong, and I was. I was thinking, this is a great story, but how's Nebraska an underdog in this game? A slight underdog, but still. I mean, Nebraska's going to win, right? They've got 20 wins already, fourth place in the Big Ten. The luck's going to run out for the Buckeyes, right, Jay Book? Nope. Jameson Battle wanted nothing to do with that. The Buckeyes went again last night. Jake Diebler's now 3-1. Your thoughts on this basketball team, my man?
They're playing well. You look at Battle, he dropped 32. Hit four big ones from behind the arc. And then you also got Gale, who dropped another 16. They're playing some really good basketball. I'm curious to see how they will do in the Big Ten tournament. Will they make a run? But hey, Diebler's trying to make a case. He's going to try to make it as difficult as possible for them. I don't think he's going to get the job. But hey, he's showing his value as a coach. He may have an opportunity to stay on the next coaching staff that comes around if they decide to do that, or he is coaching his butt off right now, may open some doors for him down the line to be, you know, a smaller school coach to cut his teeth. But hey, kudos to them, man. They could have easily thrown in the towel. You know, they faced adversity, looked it in the eye, and those boys are playing some of their best ball of the season.
Just a couple questions. We'll get you out of here on the basketball team. So I did a column on this on Bucknuts yesterday. I realized this was pie in the sky, and you alluded to this a little bit. I think there's a chance this could happen, a little bit like when Luke Fickell stayed on Urban Meyer's staff. I get it's not apples to apples. They bring in a new coach, right? Ross Bjork's like, listen, I'm not going to make you do this, but I would really like you to hire Jake Diebler as your main assistant or one of your top assistants. Also sits down Jake Diebler's like, we're going to give you a healthy raise. We know you can go be a head coach in the MAC probably right now. Now, if Jake Diebler has a Power 4 job, J-Book, different story. Let's say he doesn't have a Power 4 offer. It's MAC level, Horizon League, something like that. Still good for a guy like Jake Diebler, where he might be intrigued to take that. Because John Gross left Ohio State to take the OU job. You know, Bowles left to take the Stony Brook job, and now is at OU. On and on. I get all that. But I mean, it makes so much sense. Like, if you're like a new coach coming into Ohio State, if you can keep Jake Diebler, who knows Ohio like the back of his hand from what he's done, his brother's done, his father's done, been in Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Is that reasonable in your mind that a new coach would come in and Jake Diebler would stay on the staff, or is that kind of pie in the sky?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I think it would be reasonable. I think it would be smart for the coach, because you look at what he's doing. It's not like he's a scrub or anything. Like, you can see that the guy can actually coach. He's just not ready to be the head coach permanent at Ohio State. He is squeezing every ounce of juice out of this roster right now. And if you can get a guy who's capable of doing that, that's an added element of support to the staff that you want him to be involved. Because, you know, not only you mentioned the other things, the recruiting, Ohio State has recruited, you know, fairly well over the last couple of years. And he's been involved with a lot of those recruits as well. So having him on staff, I think it would be a win-win for the program, and it will help the transition of the new coach who's coming in.
Last thing, you're Ross Bjork. Who's your new coach coming in?
Oh, I think I might have to go with your boy from South Carolina, man. The more I think about it, I think there's been some reports that Sean Miller has been the front runner right now. The Florida Atlantic coach, he's right up there, but I think you made a good point that he might be waiting for that Indiana job to open up there. McDermott is right there in the mix, but I would definitely like to see the South Carolina coach come on up here to Columbus.
Lamont Paris.
There we go.
Ohio guy.
Yep.
From Findlay, played college basketball at Worcester. The one thing, since I have like been his agent, I guess, up here in Columbus, since I've been his agent, I guess I'm not a huge fan of the slowdown style, but I do like the defense.
Yeah.
And he wins. I don't really, I mean, so yeah, it's not the most intriguing brand of basketball, but I tell you, wins are intriguing though.
But I will say this, is he doing that because of the personnel at South Carolina, who's not necessarily known to be a program that's going to get those elite, you know, top guys? Is that his style?
It kind of has
overall, so that's something to think about. You know, is that something that Ohio State wants, that type of style, bringing it in? Because it is different, because, you know, you definitely want to – kids, they like to get out and run, you know, show that athleticism and stuff. But, hey, if you're going to have a defensive guy and they're going to put the clamps on people and you're going to be up in somebody's face, then that's something that, you know, brings to the table. That will work in the Big Ten, though. If you're going to get a defensive coach that's going to have those boys out there up in the face checking people, that'll work in the Big Ten.
And keep Jake Diebler on as your top assistant. He'll help out a lot with the offense. Trust me.
Yeah,
I love it. I love it. Hey, great stuff as always. Fridays are huge because we get Jay Book in here.
All right, man.
And Jonah Booker, man. We got big things coming on Bucknuts. We'll let you guys know about that at the proper time. Great stuff out of Jay Book. Thank you to everybody for tuning in. We appreciate that very much. Hope everyone has a great day and a great rest of your weekend.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.